Wednesday, November 11th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Unity Point, which runs four major hospitals in the Des Moines area, say that they saw a 25% increase in COVID positives between last Friday and Monday and are at full capacity exceeding their May peak. They asked the public to change the trajectory of the disease. Iowa positive tests were running 46% and South Dakota was up to 54% positive on these tests. Half or so of tests are positive. With positive tests that high, they are nowhere near to managing the community spread. The pandemic is out of control at this point in these states. It has gotten to the point where the daily positive COVID count doesn't impress as many anymore. After all, COVID is not much more than a bad cold or flu, right? Even 1,000 deaths a day appear acceptable to many. Will reaching 2,000 deaths per day change that lack of concern? Probably not. The don't seem to care, don't want to hear about it group of Americans are a pretty hardcore lot. U.S. hospitalizations hit a record 60,000 Tuesday. My granddaughter, who works in one of the hospitals at capacity in Des Moines, says that they are considering using Fargo Arena as a field hospital. All Des Moines hospitals are full. They now refer to our governor as COVID Kim. She earned it. The S&P left a long tail sticking up Monday as it gave up much of the gain generated by the Pfizer vaccine announcement. The devil is in the details, and as the details became more transparent, the excitement faded into profit-taking. The exciting news is that this vaccine was over 90% effective. It is not great that it requires two doses, but if that was the only hurdle, it would be surmountable. The big problem that has not been solved is that the vaccine requires a temperature of a negative 70, some say a negative 100, in order to store it. Almost no one, not pharmacies or even hospitals, including the Mayo Clinic, have the capability of doing that. The shots can only survive 5 days at normal refrigeration. The country has to build ultra-cold storage to be able to distribute it to the general public. That is a logistical challenge that they currently do not have a tire answer to. If it is going to happen, it will not happen as quickly as wished for. If they cannot get it to people, this may not be the vaccine. There are other vaccines being tested that do not require ultra-refrigeration, but their effectiveness is still unknown. The more ideal vaccine would require one shot, be kept in a refrigerator, and produce over 90% immunity for over a year. JRB, the R is the initial for Robinette, is appointing a 12-member task force to put together a comprehensive, coordinated federal coronavirus response. It'll be both truth and science-based. A lot of these people and the jobs that they do are not political. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Congratulations, Minnesota. They harvested 202 bushel per acre as the top-yielding state in the Corn Belt for corn. Illinois and Indiana tied for that honor in soybeans at 58 bushel per acre. USDA reduced the soybean yield by 2 bushel per acre for Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, Ohio, Nebraska, Kansas, and Wisconsin. They reduced the corn yield by 15 bushel per acre in North Dakota, 7 bushel per acre in Michigan, 5 in Illinois and Ohio, and 2 bushel per acre for Iowa. I'm satisfied with all of that. When they come with rain forecasts for Brazil, it is not for all of Brazil. Southern Brazil states were forecast for rain, but the rest of Brazil and Argentina is dry, which conforms to La Nina. RJO is at 75 million bushel for soybeans and 1.539 billion bushel for corn carryover estimates. If so, prices will be higher then than they are now. Farmers typically do not have much to sell at high prices. The short crop and $10 soybeans off the combine at harvest shrunk farmers' soybean inventory. I think that USDA has feed and ethanol corn consumption about right, and the carryover will then be a function of exports going to China. Our corn is cheap to them. Next year, we should see both strong competition between crops for acres, as well as rationing once pipeline supply is reached to get to new crop. We are going to start our season dry. Brazilian farmers have already sold about 50% of their soybean crop. Cash prices for available soybeans are reaching nearly $14 a bushel. But this is irrelevant as nobody has any there. That is why they are $14 a bushel. Their price shows us where it can go. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.